challenges do aid workers face in trying to reach people in need? This is the first of two podcasts on challenges to humanitarian aid access. I'm Tanya Chung, Communications Officer at the Humanitarian Policy Group, and I'm here with Dennis McNamara, the Senior Humanitarian Advisor at the Center for Humanitarian Dialogue. So Dennis, do you think that challenges to aid access have changed over recent years?
Well, I think the international system is facing new challenges in terms of no-go areas, or what I call black holes, on humanitarian access. I mean, if we look globally at the moment, from Myanmar, Pakistan, parts of Afghanistan, Darfur, South Sudan certainly, or Kordofan Blue Nile, Eastern Congo, South Central Somalia, there are millions of people in distress or in need or displaced from conflict to whom the international aid system doesn't have access. And of course, Syria, in a different way, also is acutely symptomatic of that problem. So I think it's a huge challenge, which I'm not sure the system has really been able to adjust to, frankly.
Can you share more about one or two of these contexts or specific no-go areas?
Well, of course, Syria, which is, you know, the topic of the month in this part of the world at least, is it's all about cross-line or cross-border and how do you go into rebel-held areas without the government's approval and can you do it? I mean, it's an unresolved dilemma. And I think the international system doesn't know how to move because the politics are also not in their favour. The government says no to the UN, you can't go cross-border. The UN says fine. Some agencies do, but it's not authorised. How do you do it safely? So I think that's the sort of challenge in South Kordofan Blue Nile in Sudan also. The government insists they will not allow agencies to have the same access as they had in Darfur, for example. So you have very few agencies able to deliver aid at all into non-government areas, and there are hundreds of thousands of people in need in those areas, let alone protection, which we don't talk about very much. But even aid, basic aid, is not getting into hundreds of thousands and actually globally millions of displaced, particularly displaced. It's not the refugees so much in camps. That access is relatively easier. It's the internally displaced who are not getting addressed properly.
Can you elaborate on why it's so difficult to reach internally displaced people?
Because you have to go into a country to do that, unless the country agrees, or into rebel areas. It's not just governments. Some rebel areas in some of these countries also are no-go areas from the rebel point of view. So without that consent, you have a challenge. Do you go across the border without permission? Well, then you run a risk of security, for example. Who's going to secure that? Are you going to put military into secure a humanitarian corridor? Well, how do you do that without the consent? And quickly you escalate to a conflict scenario if you're not very careful. How do you monitor the aid? How do you make sure it's not given to the fighters? Those are huge questions.
So how should the aid community better address these challenges? Is there a need for more coordinated approaches amongst NGOs, donors, or, you know, negotiations with local authorities, non-state actors, regional authorities, etc.?
Well, I think it's all a bit of all those things. There are new donors now getting involved, outside the traditional donors, as they are called. There are new agencies getting involved, delivering aid in a different way. There's new partnerships evolving. It's no longer sort of just the Western-based, Western donor-funded group. But then the UN system is essentially a reflection of the historical way of dealing with this. I think it needs a systematic brainstorming and really some creative thinking to see how to approach what is really a new scenario in many respects. It's not all new. Some of it's happened before, of course. But, you know, when you've had the Bosnians and the Sri Lankas where the agencies just withdrew and things happened which should never happened, it does set the bar at a different level, I think.
So that was Dennis McNamara from the Center for Humanitarian Dialogue. Thanks for listening. And for more on aid access, please visit www.odi.org.uk/HPG, where you can find the second aid access podcast with Mark Dubois of MSF UK.